Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO, Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Hope you had a good weekend. We're talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder.
Good morning, Jeff. It's always nice to be here and have a chance to say a few things. It seemed like a nice weekend, but it did rain quite a bit on Sunday.
It did.
But hopefully next weekend is Memorial Day weekend, and hopefully we'll have a little better weather. And I think it's supposed to be a little bit better weather through this week. And I know when the sun shines, everybody feels just a little bit better.
Yeah, I see the temperatures are supposed to get back up into the 70s and then even touching the 80s. You know.
Well, 80s is not that unusual. No. We're only about 10 days out of June here, so... Mm-hmm. It's not that far off, and so it should be getting there before long.
Right. Don't have to worry about snow now. That's
No. I'm more of a summer, warm weather type of person than a winter type of person. I enjoy the warmer weather better.
So I noticed you've got a board meeting actually tomorrow.
Yes, we do. I'll back up and preface that with we have one scheduled for tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. And if a person wants to call in and listen, they're more than welcome to do that. And I'll give that information just in a few minutes here. And we had one on Friday, of course. And there wasn't a tremendous amount on the agenda on Friday as far as county business goes. We're kind of in the lull where there's not a tremendous amount going on. And that has been also reduced by, you know, COVID and those types of things, which have, you know, obviously it slows the process down quite a bit. But during public comment, we had some extended discussions on reopening Illinois and more specifically reopening Randolph County, you know, because you're seeing that happen on the Missouri side. And, you know, when you go over across the bridge at Chester and you can go into Missouri, into Perryville, and they are in the process of getting some reopenings going. And Illinois hasn't really set. I think the first date Illinois has set is, I think, June 1 is the projected date. So there was quite a bit of discussion on that and what Randolph County could do about it. And the short answer is Randolph County can't do a tremendous amount about it. We simply do not have the authority to say we should or should not reopen. This kind of came up early on in the process. And when they first, when the state of Illinois and Governor Pritzker first announced the closure, and I'd had some contacts and people would tell me, well, this business isn't essential and it should be closed. And I would always respond the same way. It's not the responsibility or the authority of Randolph County to determine what is or is not essential and who should or should not be open. Mm-hmm. Each business has to determine that on their own and follow, as applicable, the executive orders of the Governor Pritzker. And if the person who thinks that something should be different, I'd suggest that, you know, they contact the Attorney General, State of Illinois, and, you know, discuss it with them as to that part. And that same philosophy kind of comes through at this point in time as well. Randolph County does not have the authority to say a business can or cannot open. But yet at the same time, we're not going to be responsible for, and we're not responsible to enforce closure. We're not going to come out and say you should close or you should open or anything like that. Each business has to determine that on their own and as their individual applicable interpretations of the executive orders of the governor. And the reason why, of course, Randolph County doesn't have any said authority to do that, we're not enforcing it, and we don't have authority to say you can, is most businesses, depending on what type of business, have a state license, one or more state licenses. For example, if you're a restaurant, you have a sales tax license. Mm-hmm. You have a food license. If you're some restaurants serve alcohol, they have a liquor license. Taverns, you know, have liquor licenses. Most of them have gaming licenses. If you're a beautician, barber, you have licenses from the Illinois Professional Regulation. And there's many others, and the list could go on and on. And if a business doesn't follow the guidelines, then they might, and I emphasize might, be subject to some sanctions on their license with the applicable Illinois Department of Professional Regulation or whichever area of the Illinois might be enforcing that. In actuality, I know there was a statement came out from Madison County, basically from the board, that says we're going to reopen Madison County. But if you actually got that resolution and you actually read that resolution, it says, well, we're not going to enforce the closure, but reopen at your own risk, because the state of Illinois might, you know, do just what I described. And it wasn't shortly thereafter, I think within 24 hours, Governor Pritzker announced that, you know, we will enforce our, you know, executive resolutions in Madison County, and don't think we won't. And so we simply don't have the authority. I'm as frustrated as everyone else. I look in the mirror every day, and I think I'm looking like I'm 17 years old again. I have so much hair on me. I want to go get a haircut so bad and drink some coffee in a coffee shop, as you've heard me mention here every other week, but particularly get a haircut before I, you know, start looking like a wildebeest or something. And so I want to be out there as much as everyone else, and I am ready to see this change. But you have to keep in mind, we, and particularly as Randolph County government goes, we're required to follow the law. We can't just do what we want. We have to follow the, you know, the rules as they're laid down and the guidelines by the state of Illinois. Or Randolph County themselves receives substantial funding from the state of Illinois through state income tax distributions, state sales tax distributions, and we can't, you know, jeopardize those distributions by saying we're going to do this or we're going to do that. We have to follow the rules, and no matter how you personally feel about it inside, I'm not saying I agree with them. I'm just saying, as a responsible elected official, I must follow what, you know, the rules that have been put out in place. And I think that's the point we tried to make. And there was quite a bit of discussion on it. And I know, Commissioner White, he spent quite a bit of time discussing it. And he's worked with that. He's had a couple of public forums to help, you know, people understand what's going on. And I applaud him on that. He's done a very good job on helping along. But, you know, as responsible elected officials, we have to do what we're required to do.
Right. So, it's kind of like when you're driving down the road. You may want to drive 80 miles an hour, but the law says you can only drive.
The law says I have to do what I want. If you want to drive faster, well, do it at your own risk, and the risk of others, possibly.
Right.
Which brings me up to the meeting you mentioned at the beginning. We do have an unscheduled, or I guess we'd call it an additional added meeting, which was posted Friday afternoon, and we have to announce it 48 hours in advance, and it was posted Friday afternoon, so we cleared that time period, which will be tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. at the courthouse. And all meetings since this began, because the courthouse has been closed to the public, are on teleconference, so you can dial the phone number, put in the information, and sit there and listen if you want, and or participate during public comment. We'll take comments at that time if you wish to make any. And like I mentioned, there's quite a few more on Friday. But Tuesday morning, we're going to pass a resolution, as the state legislature is opening up Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken, or Tuesday afternoon or Wednesday, to consider, you know, some of the governor's proposals related to this, the state legislature. We want to send our resolution with our elected state representatives to Springfield, so they can present that during the course of the session. It says, hey, Randolph County wants you to reconsider some of these things. And we want to get this moving forward a little bit quicker. So mm-hmm. that is the purpose of sending this resolution. So they have a documented process that this is what we want to get accomplished, or we would like to see at least reviewed.
Right. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's take a quick break here.
Sure.
We'll come back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Welcome back. It is 9:42. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff. And again, today we're talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And mentioning get that meeting tomorrow morning at
tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, and if anyone is interested, the phone number to join the meeting, it's one of those teleconference type meetings. Mm-hmm. The phone number is 4, let me get it up here where I can read it. 408-418-9388. You put that in and it'll prompt you for the meeting ID, which is 620-699-9388, and the meeting password is 5000, and that plugs you into it. And I'd ask you keep your phone muted. If you and there's a lot of times there might be 50 people listening, mm-hmm. but you want excuse me, sorry, but you if you don't mute your phones, it gets to be so much background noise. So just
right.
keep the ones open that are you know, processing it after we go through our regular call the meeting to order and have roll call, and a quorum exists, which it will through the teleconference is allowed now during this you know, under the special governor's orders. Then basically we'll read the resolution into record and then take vote to pass it. And that's really the only item on the agenda. So it'll last probably about 10 to 15 minutes. And at that point in time, then we can deliver that resolution to our state legislators, Senator Shemp, Representative Nathan Reitz, and they can take it to Springfield with them later on this tomorrow afternoon as the legislature comes back into session. Then on Wednesday, when they start reviewing whatever the governor has on the agenda. I have seen their agenda. It listed several items, but a lot of them didn't seem applicable to what I was interested in. But this one, the discussing of these items certainly is applicable. So we'll see how it goes, and hopefully we'll start getting some relief in here, and we can get the state, you know, opening back up to normal, or at least in our areas, because you have to remember, and of course I'm not telling anyone anything new here. I know they've had a lot of, you know, problems with the COVID-19 up around the Chicago area, but Randolph County is quite a bit different from Chicago.
Right.
And what might be applicable or required or needed there is not necessarily what's applicable, required, or needed here. And that's basically the point you want to make in all of this, that to the governor, your focus is on the northern part of Illinois, and I understand that. That's where most people live in Illinois, mm-hmm. and I understand that process. But at the same time, you have to remember down here we have different requirements, different needs, and you just need to make sure that, you know, anything you do takes into account our needs here. You're not in the process of establishing what you need there. You're not blocking out something we need here. And that really becomes the issue that you want to get out there and you know, to make your point on. So that's for the agenda for tomorrow morning. And I think I covered most of what was discussed at the Friday meeting, or the items that took the longest. we had the regular reviews of the updates on COVID and, you know, what Randolph County Health Department and Emergency Management is doing. And, of course, I'd like to thank them for all they've done. It's been a very busy time. It's the workload is quite a bit higher than what it is. And, you know, in the normal time period, over the last several weeks, they have, since this began in early March, they have put in a tremendous amount of effort and time. And I'd like to thank them and, you know, and give them the kudos and mm-hmm. for all the efforts that they put forward in this process. When you're monitoring every potential case and every potential isolation and following each one of them, that takes a lot of effort and a lot of time.
True. Very, very true. They put in a lot of time, a lot of extra hours.
Basically, you know, working to some extent every day of the week, following through to what may be going on with it and what needs to take place. And of course there's a tremendous amount of reports, as you might imagine, that have to be filled out and kept documenting all of this that is, you know, when you see the summaries that come out to say there were so many cases, each one of those cases required a tremendous amount of documentation and those types of things. But hopefully, as I was listening coming in, you know, they're probably or hopefully in the next few months or towards the end of the year, maybe we'll get a vaccine for this, and that'll help really push things forward at that point in time. But we have to learn to live and deal with what we have. We can't pin all our hopes on what vaccine might come down the road.
Mm-hmm. We just heard on the new national news too, I guess it's one vaccine that's being worked on is past stage one.
It's stage one, and they're ready for stage two testing. And I suspect, and of course I'm not a medical expert, but I suspect that they will learn over a period of time that the COVID virus is a virus, and all viruses have similarities with the vaccines. And once you understand the nature or the makeup of that virus, then you can establish a vaccine, which is really just a kind of a copying of the proteins as they exist within the virus without actually having it. So through the vaccine, your body, your immune system can see what it would look like and then have antibodies prepared for said defense of such virus if you would ever come in contact with it. And like most viruses, some individuals are much more susceptible to it than others, the same in any type of situation. And it's hard to predict which ones are and which ones aren't. Of course, we have what we call the high-risk group, but that's just based on other known underlying factors.
Right.
But like I said, I don't want to discuss it too much because I'm not a medical expert. I'm just kind of giving an overall summary of the information that is provided me by the health officials as we go through this and plan for it.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and
sure.
get the next break in. We'll come back, and you're listening to The People Speak on Rural Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. Got a few minutes left in the program today, talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, and we've been talking about all the COVID stuff and related to that in the county and that, and as far as with the state laws and stuff, how they're set up and things. But
sure, I'd mention one more time for our meeting tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. If you'd like to listen in on the phone, the number is 408-418-9388. The meeting ID, it'll prompt you for the meeting ID, and it is 620-699-938, and the meeting password is 5000. And then you can listen in, and but the agenda of the meeting tomorrow will be to pass a resolution to forward on to our legislators as they go into session this week that our concerns that we need Randolph County reopened. things not related to COVID-19. A couple of meetings back, Randolph County Board did authorize the bid for the bridge work, and the first bridge we have that we're going to try to work on this summer, depending on the weather and other issues, is County Road 5 at Mill Creek. That's basically north of Rockwood, south of Wine Hill. That road stretch through there at the Mill Creek Bridge, and they're going to replace the deck trusses and the deck trusses and the structure on top of it. Not the piers that hold it up, but the structural parts of the deck and those sort of things across it, and that'll be replaced. And then we have a second one that will be, if time and funds permit, and this comes mainly out of motor fuel fund, there's a second bridge over towards the Ellis Grove area that we'll take a look at. We have some engineering studies going on it right now, but until this one is completed, this one's the first on the agenda. There are many bridges in Randolph County, and of course, during the course of every year, you have to take a look at them and repair the ones you can, and go through it on a very logical fashion as to which ones you're going to work on. So you have a good program going on for maintenance. And one other thing I'll mention, we did have a public hearing shortly after the meeting on Friday last week for a possible grant application to the rural loan development for the shingle portion. That's the only section of the Randolph County Courthouse roof that hasn't been changed, but it's the shingle section right up there on the very top of the rotunda. That's, if you go up on the fifth floor, then it's that round area where you can walk around, look out the windows. But that shingle section roof right above that is going to need replaced in the next few years, and there's possibilities for some rural development grant money on that. We're taking a look at it. So that's working through the process of that, and we'll see how it develops.
That's high enough up. That's going to take some specialized equipment.
The roof is actually shingles, very similar to what you see on residential. Hmm. They're not particularly expensive, but when you have to reach up roughly 75 foot in the air and out over the top of other existing flat roofs that you can't move on, so everything has to be boomed by a crane and a fairly good sized one to make that reach and pick, it becomes a very expensive process. The actual shingle part is not that expensive, right. But the tear off and the cost of keeping the cranes and the extra support and help that it takes to get that accomplished becomes very expensive. So it's like everything. There's usually no low-cost opportunity for it. It's just kind of the way many things are.
Exactly.
But those are a couple of other miscellaneous items that have been worked on and taken care of.
All right. Well, it sounds like we're out of time, but Commissioner, thanks for being with us.
That's quite all right. You have a wonderful day.
All right. You too. Commissioner David Holder from the Randolph County Board here this morning on The People Speak. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.